The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Kevin Durant laces one through.
And he's hurt.
He is holding on to his right Achilles as Harden works into Iguodala, who just picked up the Golden State foul.
As soon as he made that shot, he started limping.
Look at this. Wow. He goes to the locker room, and this is a major story. Curry defended by Capella with a three. Good! Two-point game. Thompson on the move. Green tees up a three. Climbs into a thicket in the corner. Tucker, three!
Warriors ball!
Nope. Stepped out of bounds.
Wow.
Thompson hemmed in, stapled in, threw the ball away, loose and picked up by Looney into Thompson. The hesitation in the two. Rebound is long. Game is over. The Warriors go up 3-2.
He kind of let it go a little bit, but we scored every time that he was kind of quiet, and he reads that. But, I thought he played a monster game. He played 44 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever we need from him, he gives us. I thought he was great. We just weren't real sharp early. When we went down 20, then it looked like we gathered it and righted ourselves. But a lot of times when you do that, you exhale a little bit, and they're good. Can't do it.
I don't think we ever relaxed. You know, I mean, it was just, a few big plays. Jerebko hit a corner three right after I missed a three. A few offensive rebounds, and, I mean, Draymond hit a three. You know what I mean? So we just got to be better. We got to rebound and let this one go, too. You know what I mean? It's over, done with. We can't get it back. We got to go back home and take care of game six.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on? Yeah, The Blitz is on from Live Sports Bar. You're looking live, folks, from Live Sports Bar in downtown Houston, Texas. Live Sports Bar. We've been here before. Usually we're on a Friday. Today's a special day, though. Today's a special Thursday. And there's probably some of you out there saying, why is AJ talking to start the show? I come with some bad news. Today, Fred Fowler passed away. He lived a full life. A good life.
Probably an okay life.
A drunk life.
Yeah. He did consume a lot of alcohol.
But a full life. And when Fred passed away today, I thought about it. Man, I've been working with this guy for 10 years. Should I go on the air today or not? And I said, you know what? What would WWFD, what would Fred do? So today I did my prep at a brewery. I figured that would be something Fred might do. And I said, you know what? Fred's work ethic was second to none. Sorry, I'm tearing up a little bit here. And I knew that he would want the show to go on, especially on a day like today where, oh, God, I hope I don't cry on the air.
Be strong.
Thank you. Where the Rockets went down 3-2. Fred loved the Rockets. And I knew that he would want me to come on air and say, James, where were you those last 7 minutes? Why didn't you do anything to save us? Chris Paul, how did you get so old in 1 year? And I decided, you know what, it's best for us to be here. And I found the one other, like the one person who was, I mean, let's face it, not broken up about the whole thing. You didn't seem to have any emotions about it.
Not at all. I was actually kind of happy.
Yeah, you took this. I mean, you looked at it as a way to finesse the game.
I had a chance to fill in. I didn't have to write a sports map column for this week. So
I mean, you don't have to write a sports map column ever again.
Yeah.
Sports map is gone.
Who am I going to turn it into? I don't know. Does Heaven have an email?
No. So Raheel Ramzanali is the voice you're hearing now. He is the star of Raheel and John with Dell, which comes on from 9 to 11 every day. It used to be John and Raheel with Dell, and then we decided that that was racist and insensitive. So we renamed the show to Raheel and John with Dell. And honestly, the trends say that that was a good move.
Yeah, I'm happy. I thought it should have been Raheel with John and Dell.
Yeah.
The Raheel show with John and Dell sounds better.
I mean, let's not push our luck.
Yeah. Baby steps.
but no Fred Fowler. RIP. And listen, if you guys want to spend most of the show tweeting in stuff about Fred, are we not playing Dust in the Wind back there, Nick?
Again?
Dust in the Wind, can we play some Dust in the Wind for Fred?
Does he deserve it?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he was a good person, but he was a person.
He was here. He was around.
We saw him a lot. Part of the team.
How did he die?
Hepatitis.
Hep will get you.
Hepatitis D.
D.
Yeah. Yeah. Rare form. And they caught it this morning, and it was too late.
Hep D.
Yesterday, during the show, he was feeling weird. And he kept grabbing his face and going, oh, I feel horrible. He's like, I just need to go home. And I was like, dude, go home. And he's like, no, I'm going to fight it out. And the doctors actually said, today I've got the limp mic that you always bitch about. yeah, we're going to trade during the break. We're for sure trading during the break, Aaron. The doctor today said, Fred, honestly, if you'd caught this 30 minutes earlier, we could have done something about it. And I want everybody to know, I tried to be the hero yesterday and send him home early, because prevention and early detection are key in a lot of these situations, a lot of these sexually transmitted situations. And make no mistake, this was not a bad blood transfusion. This came from unprotected sex with a dirty, dirty person. Probably even homeless.
Hey, man. Everybody has a fetish.
You know what?
I'm
not
judging
Fred. Yeah. We're not going to judge Fred in the afterglow of his life.
I do like it when people do catch an STD. Sometimes they'll try to play it off as, it was a dirty needle at a tattoo parlor.
And yeah.
If you've ever gotten a tattoo, most places, 99.999% of the places now, they're super clean.
Oh,
you can't pass it off on the tattoo artist.
Well, mostly what I hear is, I used to love looking up stories about this on Facebook, about when girls find out that their boyfriend or husband has an STD and what women will fall for. And some man at some point in history put it on the internet that you could catch most STDs from a toilet seat. And I don't know. I mean, a true hero is the guy who pays whatever it takes to keep that at the top of Google searches. Because women out there are steady believing that their man caught these diseases from a toilet seat all the time. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure you can't catch that stuff from toilet seats. But some dude out there was like, you know what? I'm going to do a solid for mankind. And I'm going to put it on the internet. And he wrote an email to Google and said, whatever it takes, I want the top Google search, can my man catch blank from a toilet seat? to say absolutely yes. And women will fall for that. I don't want to say all women are dumb, but a lot of women are really dumb. And this is an example of why men rule the world, because somebody thought of this. Now, back to Fred dying. Fred's wife knows that he was having an affair with a homeless man. And it's out there. They said it at the service this morning. And the homeless man was actually in attendance holding hands with Fred's wife. Like, they've clearly come to an agreement that it's a partnership.
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of their dogs? Val can't take care of both those dogs by herself. And this homeless guy was like, if you let me in your house, I'll take care of your dog. I don't know if this is going to work out long term, but for now it's working.
Sounds like a great sitcom.
For now it's working. So RIP to Fred. We hardly knew ye. We hardly knew ye. We're going to do our best to make the show fun today. What we're going to do in the second segment is talk about a really fun subject, which is the Rockets blowing it in the playoffs. And we're going to try to put a smile on your faces and talk to you about the things that you want to hear about. You want to hear about, Eric Gordon turning back into a pumpkin. You want to hear about Clint Capella suddenly can't make layups. And you want to hear about Chris Paul is now 60 years old, even though he's only 1 year older than he was a year ago. It's unbelievable. Those State Farm ads, exhausting.
Yo, it's all that money, man. And money slowing
him
down.
He's not hungry.
Chris Paul's just playing with money in his pocket. That's why it's slowing him down. Capella, they all just look slow. You guys know you can just put it in your bank accounts. You don't have to strap millions on and play with it.
Yeah. You know who's playing like they're hungry and poor? Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's a guy who, yesterday, people told me Klay Thompson is a bum. There were people on Twitter yesterday who said, Klay Thompson ain't bleep. Why you keep talking about Klay Thompson like he's something? He ain't bleep. And now, that guy looks like a stupid dummy because the internet's forever. We'll talk more about Fred's life and times, but we're going to try to make this a fun show, Raheel. And I appreciate you coming in on a tough day and making the most of it. We are at Live Sports Bar. This is the worst part about Fred being dead now. I don't read commercials at the end of the first segment because I'm a diva. But Fred doesn't care about that. So they'll just let go ahead and put that first commercial right there. I got it.
Yeah,
no big deal.
I can help you with this one. BestHotelRates.com.
Is that all? That's the help?
That's your help. Go ahead.
Thanks. guys, listen, if you travel, and most of us do, Fred used to travel, I've got a suggestion for you. BestHotelRates.com. They negotiated rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they extended these discounts to you, the people. Simply go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, your dates of travel, and bingo, bango, bongo, you're saving money. And now you've got more money to do hood rat stuff on your trip with your friends. And you didn't think you were going to have that money. You thought you were going to be the poor guy going on the vacation with your rich friends, and you were going to be like, oh, no, I'm just drinking water tonight because I like water. But now you can have a good time because BestHotelRates.com is going to save you money. Top-notch customer service backs up all the reservations. Your stay is safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. And if you're wondering, how am I going to ever remember where to get the best hotel rates? That's how. That's the name. BestHotelRates.com. Show me how to lie. You're getting better all the time. And turning out against one isn't all that hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd. And as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Sports to you.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
Boy, I wish we could get his name out of this thing. It's sure awkward at this point. Raheel Ramzanali in for Fred Bauer today. We are at you're looking live at Live Sports Bar. And I don't know if most of you probably don't realize, but last night was game five of Rockets Warriors. And the Warriors won the basketball match, the sports match. 104 points to 99 points was the score at the end of the match. And there were a couple of storylines, I feel, that came. I mean, obviously the headliner is going to be Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's not going to play anymore in this series. I think there was an overreaction, mostly caused by Reggie Miller.
And he was so wrong, too.
About looking about just like Kobe?
Yeah, and it's like it looks nothing like Kobe's.
I've seen a lot of guys' Achilles blow out. I haven't seen a lot of them like kind of hop around and then walk to the locker room under their own power.
Yeah.
That typically doesn't happen. They fall down and they're like, oh, my God, what's happened to my leg? Because now your calf isn't connected to your foot.
Yep.
And it's hard to walk. But he was like, oh, I know what that looks like. And everybody's like, oh, my God. His Achilles.
Reggie's so smart. Reggie's smart. He nailed
it. You think he did it on purpose?
I don't know what he was thinking. Look, I'm a Kobe fan. I loved watching Kobe. Yeah. He's one of my favorite players. He is one of my favorite players still, watching him. He's in my top five, all that good stuff, right? So when that happened, that was a big moment for me where Kobe, the guy who usually plays through everything,
yeah,
he went down. I remember that moment. It was like somebody shot him, right? Yeah. And he just is tire blue. It looked nothing like the Kevin Durant thing.
I mean, it happened even recently with DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Like DeMarcus Cousins is a big, strong dude, and he wasn't standing up and running, jogging to the locker room.
I've had two friends blow out their Achilles in the last 2 months, and none of them look like Kevin Durant.
What's going on in your neck of the woods? What are you guys doing?
I'm Achilles hunting.
Jesus.
It's a new hobby of mine.
My goodness.
Yeah, one blew it out playing flag football. He took a step and he fell down. That was it. And it goes. And the other one was playing basketball and he knew right away something was wrong. It wasn't jumping. Like, I'm okay. No, it was immediate to the floor.
Yeah.
So when he started walking up the court, Kevin Durant, I was like, I don't think it's an Achilles.
No.
I don't think it is.
But it is. I mean, it ends up being a strained calf. At least that's what they're saying. They could be totally lying. I don't know what good that would do them. But if that's the case, chances are good that the Warriors are going to have to win this series, at least this series, without Kevin Durant, which I don't think is impossible.
No, the way Chris Paul is playing, it's not impossible at all.
No, because now. I mean, I've thought all along that the Warriors have the best player on the floor. When Kevin Durant's on the floor, and Jerome argued me this yesterday, that I don't know what the hell he was talking about. He said Kevin Durant might be a better player, but on the floor in this series, James Harden's the best player. I fundamentally disagree with. I think Kevin Durant's the best player, but take him out of the mix. Now, James is probably the best player left on the floor, but it's not a slam dunk. I mean, to me, Steph is in the same category. If they're both on, Steph is in the same category as James. And then, like, at least the next two best players play in blue and yellow jerseys. At least the next two.
Klay Thompson, Iguodala?
Well, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and maybe Iguodala. I mean, Draymond Green's been really good in this series. And he had kind of a down year, and everybody's, maybe not. Talk about a guy who's really stepped it up come playoff time. And not only, I mean, defensively, he's been better than he was in the regular season. He hit a shot. I mean, he might have hit the biggest shot of the game last night when he had a stupid offensive foul, or not a stupid technical foul, which to me was a gigantic oversell by Chris Paul, which is kind of lame. But that's beside the point. After he makes that bonehead move, he goes down and hits a three and just kind of rights the ship. And if I'm not mistaken, that was when the game had been cut to 3 points.
It's 2 points.
2 points?
It was
okay.
a two-point game,
and
he hits a shot.
So
James hits a technical, and that made it a two-point game.
And then maybe 2 minutes later, it was back to double digits.
Yeah, Klay Thompson then hits a three off the offensive rebound. It just that is the most demoralizing play in basketball is where when you're on defense, you give up that offensive rebound,
yep,
and then it kicks out for a three-pointer. That is the most demoralizing play. You're like, oh,
and I'll be honest, if I'm Mike D'Antoni, I'm saying, oh, they're going to kick it out there to Draymond, huh? Good luck with that. You chuck that up, big boy. And, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes he hits those. Your Rebko hits one, too. I mean, I don't think he got close for the rest of the night. But the one that he got, that open look, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, buddy. He chucked it up, boom. Oh, that's the stuff that kills you. When Steph throws up a crazy shot, you kind of. I mean, James is the same way. James hits that step back, and you're like, God, that guy's right in his face. Why is he shooting this ball? And then it goes in, and you're like, oh, well, that happens.
Yeah, that's what elite offensive players
but
do.
Steph, Clay, Durant, those guys you can live with hitting these shots. Dude, you start letting Draymond Green and Jonas Jerebko hit threes on you. Dude, that's a crusher. And I don't want to say that the Rockets I don't think they gave up. I just think that every time they got to either within striking range or they took a 1 point lead, it was like instantly gone. And they didn't have the juice last night. And I'll be honest, if I'm looking in that locker room after the game, Mike D'Antoni, and I'm saying, how many of you guys gave your best effort tonight? And anybody other than P.J. Tucker raises their hand, I'd tell them to get the hell out of there. You're lying. Because they didn't. They didn't give their best effort. And I don't know. It's weird. They win two games in a row against the consensus best team in the world. And it's almost like they got fat and happy. And I don't know how you can let that happen when you've proven time and again that you can't beat this team. How you could be like, yeah, we've got their number now?
Look, I'm going to give them some credit where the Warriors got off to their best start.
Oh, yeah.
All series. Like, they look like the Warriors, right? They had 16 assists at halftime. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
They looked fantastic. Kevin Durant was moving the ball around. Everybody, they're leaking out. They're getting easy buckets. With all that, still, the Rockets are still in the game.
They also had, while they had an abnormally great start to the game, they had an abnormally bad third quarter, which is typically where they just take a dump on you. And they didn't show up in the third quarter and let the Rockets sneak their way back into a game that it looked like they should have been blown out of.
Yeah. And then the big thing that, you know, we can spend some more time on this, the last 7 minutes, right? The James Harden, 7:48, he checks back in, takes one shot.
And winning time.
Yeah.
That's what, and that Kobe's thing, winning time.
And I disagree with a lot of people today about that. So
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll toss that around a little bit.
All right, we're live sports bar. Come out, have a beer. Astros play at 10 after 7 against the hated Texas Rangers. So come out and have a couple beers before you go watch the Astros beat the crap out of the stupid Rangers. And Raheel Ramzanali in for Fred Fowler. We're back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, Blitz rolling on without Fred. Raheel is in for him. We're inviting you to take the day off of work, like we have the power to invite you to take the day off of work. You probably should ask your boss. But play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at ESPN 97.5's Occasional Invitational, presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting Pro Vision. This year's tournament will take place on Wednesday, June 5th, at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Every golfer is going to receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold. Lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gus Buster umbrella, the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. Thank you for your attention. We were talking about James Harden, and my guess is you're about to defend the position of James Harden.
I'm going to defend it from what I saw.
Okay.
So last night when I went to bed, and I went to bed right after the game.
Right.
All right? So I'm watching the game, finish it up, get up this morning. I'm doing show prep for the number one show in the mornings, The Bench, and then Raheel with John and Del.
Are you on the bench?
No, but I'll still take credit for it because we kind of overlap for 30 minutes there. So yeah. I'm going to take credit for right now just to make it sound like I'm hard working for that show. And then, of course, Russillo's tweet is trending, right, about how James, in the last 7:48, just took one shot.
My tweet was better.
I didn't see your tweet.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see your tweet. What was your tweet?
My tweet said fourth quarter James was basically the hound at the Battle of Winterfell, hiding in the corner and shaking and hoping it would be over soon.
So
it should have gotten more run than Russillo's, right?
That's pretty good. Yes.
Come on.
But it seems like everybody's unhappy with Game of Thrones. That's why.
I'm unhappy with it.
Yeah. So I go to sleep. I wake up. And you know what I didn't think about when I went to bed? And I'm thinking about the game, like what happened. At no point did I go, man, James disappeared in the fourth.
See, I felt that. I mean, I was saying, I think I tweeted it during the game. Yep. Like the game was still going. I was like, dude, why is he not touching the ball here?
He kept making the right passes. And he... You know, look, the P.J. Tucker layup is the one that sticks out where you go, man, P.J. Tucker missed that layup. But James was also double-teamed and had a third guy looking at him. That's the right pass to make.
Yeah.
He had a couple of passes to Eric that were wide open, and Eric actually hit some shots in the fourth quarter, which was a refreshing thing to see because
the first
was horrible.
Three, he didn't hit
anything. It was so bad. I didn't go – I didn't think about it. And then I rewatched it today. I was like, did I just misremember? Am I watching something that, you know – I was tired, maybe, and it didn't seem right. And I went back and watched it again. I'm not blaming James for that. I'm not blaming James for that because some of the defenses that the Warriors were throwing at him, you're going to be taking bad shots. And when he got it to Chris Paul, how about Chris? How about you do something? How about Capella not blow a wide open layup like he's never played basketball before? That one was Chris Paul and Capella, where the blame goes to.
Okay, Chris Paul and Capella were both bad in the course of the game.
Yep.
There's no defending it. Although I will say, to Capella's defense, early in the game, he was the only guy who had any willingness to rebound.
Yeah.
And they were getting blown out on the boards, and it would have been even worse if he wasn't rebounding. So offensively, he was trash, and defensively, he's always trash. They're trying to put him out on the perimeter for some reason. I don't know who came up with this as a good idea. I don't know who said, and there was a lot of people saying it actually, the best chance for the Rockets to defend Kevin Durant is going to be to put Clint Capella on him.
Who's saying that?
I heard this was like game two. After game two,
no.
People were saying that, and I was like, what are you talking about? Why would you do it? I mean,
no.
Who is literally every player in the starting five of the Warriors can take Clint Capella off the dribble. If they start up at the top of the three-point line, you say, all right, I'm guarding you here. I'm Clint Capella. What do you got for me? Every one of those five guys, and maybe even like, God, probably Kevon Looney will probably take him off the dribble from up there. He's just, that's not what he's built for. But so I thought that was dumb. He was horrible.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, now with James, he's reached that point where he wants people to consider him one of the greats, the all-time greats. There's people who's, I mean, and I think there's an argument for it. He's one of the five best two guards in the history of the game. I'll hear that argument. I'll hear arguments against it, but I'll hear that argument. If you're going to be that, if you're going to be mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson, there's an expectation that at the end of big games, you're going to be the man.
Yep.
Jordan did it. Kobe did it. LeBron did it. And here's the thing about LeBron. When LeBron didn't do it, like when LeBron, who more than those other guys and way more than James, was more of a – he was a guy who made everyone – I'll still say he is still a guy who makes everyone around him better. But prime LeBron, maybe up there with Magic Johnson as players who made the other four guys on the floor look better than they really were. I think LeBron's the king of that, which is one of the things that I think makes him so great. But when he wouldn't put on Superman cape and say, I'm doing it myself, if they won, okay, but God forbid they lose a game and LeBron tried to defer to teammates, it was like, this guy, this is your king?
You opted to pass to Booby Gibson?
This is the guy that you say is greater than Jordan? And now Harden, yeah, you're right. Did he make the right passes? Probably. Had they won this game, the narrative might be, you know what, James Harden decided to take a back seat and the team was rewarded for it. But James Harden now is that dude who, when they lose, it's probably James Harden's fault.
Yeah.
And when they win, he's going to get all the love, all the credit, and that's the way it works. But when they lose, even when he played well, he played really well for three quarters, and he wasn't terribly inefficient in the fourth. He just didn't take over when people expected him to take over, when I expected him to take over.
Everyone's waiting for that, and I'm with you on that. Where we're like, where's that moment? When is James going to have that moment? Right. Was last night the perfect opportunity? Yes, I agree with that. But going back and watching, I'm like, man, that was like, look, that offense is all about mismatches, right? You want to find the perfect mismatch and then go to ISO mode. Chris Paul had the ball with every single mismatch. He had Looney on him a few times. You had Jarebko on him a few times. And he could not score, could not get anything other than a couple of free throws. And
that's all. I mean, he was flopping around to get those free throws.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
he was trying to sell it
because he couldn't do anything else.
And I get it. I understand the, you know, what everyone's saying that, hey, this is your moment, James. James, you should have demanded the ball and you should have done what Kobe's done. And you're taking shots with two guys hanging off of you and you're hitting these crazy shots. Yesterday it was more the defense for me. It was like and hustle. Like, guys, you got to get those rebounds. You scored enough. Just didn't come out with the stops.
All right, we're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break. Do I have a read here, Nick?
No.
Okay, well, we'll just go to break then. From Live Sports Bar, it's Raheel. It's that other guy. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're at Live Sports Bar. Raheel in for Fred. We're talking about the Rockets game last night, obviously. Apparently that was the big news of the day. I don't see what the big whoop is, but, you know, it's not like it was the last game of the series or anything, right?
No, Kevin Durant died.
Kevin Durant did die on the court. Now, were you torn as a Rockets fan, but also a Longhorn?
So I'm not a Rockets fan.
You're not?
Okay. I have no pro team now. I just like watching certain guys.
Did you grow up a Rockets fan?
Yes.
So you're like me. So are you not a Rockets fan because you're not really a James Harden fan?
Yes.
Same here.
And
is it weird?
No. It's not, because it just lined up perfectly where when James Harden got here, I was excited. I was pumped. And I have a tweet that I said, he's going to win Most Valuable Player, because I used to love watching Oklahoma City. I'm a big Westbrook guy. Yeah. I love watching Westbrook for all his faults. I love watching him play, right? And him, Durant, of course, the natural connection. I covered Kevin Durant when I was a senior at UT. So I was like, man, I'm going to watch that team. And Harden was one of those guys. I was like, man, this guy just needs a shot. He needs more opportunities. He's going to be fantastic, even after the horrible finals. And then when he got here, just, I don't know, the organization, the way they treated him, it's like he can do no wrong, the lack of defense early in his career, and he's gotten better and all that stuff. And I want to like him, but I there's no connection there for me.
He's just not a likable guy.
Yeah.
He's not. If he's not And I understand why some people cheer for him because they're Rockets fans. But I tell everybody, if he didn't play for your team, there's zero chance you would cheer for James Harden.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, what about this guy? What about this? And there's other guys in the league who are kind of like that. But I think James is the king of them.
Yeah.
I really think if you're not a Rockets fan, it's almost impossible to like James Harden.
Dude, and then the bitching and moaning from the actual organization about the referees and how
it's
they were wronged, it just gets exhausting, right? With that being said, it would be nice for them to win because you know what? There's more basketball that we get to watch that matters to the city, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. But when Durant went down, immediately my wife goes, are you sad? It's like, why would you say that? And she understands because Durant, I'm always going to be connected to Kevin Durant. He was awesome. Like, that was my first season covering a basketball team. I'm out there. You remember when I was covering it. I was your intern. And I'm doing stories on him. He was really nice. He always took the time to do interviews with me. And I'm just a student journalist, right? So I'm always going to be connected to that. But when he went down, I was like, good. You know what? Now the Warriors, let's see how they're going to respond.
You just care about the storyline.
I care about the storyline.
Yeah.
I care about I want to know how Steph and Clay are now going to play and how the Rockets are going to deal with this.
My favorite thing last night was watching Twitter and Rockets Twitter basically say, oh, no, I feel so bad for Kevin Durant. All of them were lying. All of Rockets Twitter. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and you were hoping that his Achilles was blown, but none of you were sad. And stop with the, I want to beat the Warriors at full strength. No, you don't.
Hello.
You don't care. Because, trust me, go to Wikipedia and look up the Western Conference Finals from last year. There's no asterisk on who won that series. There's no, but Chris Paul got hurt. That's in your heads. If the Rockets win this series, 10 years from now, no one will ever say, yeah, but Kevin Durant got hurt. You won the series. That's sports. Guys get hurt.
Yes.
Sometimes important guys get hurt.
And injuries sometimes spark a dynasty. If Kyrie doesn't get hurt, do the Warriors win that first title?
It's a good question.
Because they got pushed. And I know that series, it ended up going six. I believe it was six. Yeah.
I think so.
I think it ended up going six with Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Pushing it. Steph Curry looked horrible in that finals, right? If Kyrie's healthy.
A year ago.
What happens then?
Wait, if Kyrie's healthy last year with the Celtics, or who's in the NBA Finals? I don't know.
I don't know. Injuries are part of it. And we don't go, this Warriors dynasty, which was sparked by an injury. You go, no, this is a dynasty now. It's a dynasty. And Kawhi Leonard getting hurt. That was part of their run. Now the Warriors.
There's no asterisk on that.
There isn't. They still get the championship.
Yeah.
They still won that series.
The banner's still hanging high.
Yeah.
So trust me, I get maybe for your personal pride, you'd like them to beat them heads up. But if you had the choice of, let's say I could tell you, it's 50-50, you beat them full strength, or it's 80-20, you beat them without Kevin Durant, what are you taking?
80-20.
Without question, you're taking that 80-20.
That makes no sense. You're telling me in life, in anything, okay, you're going to have an easier road to your end goal, and you're not going to take that because of what people might think? I mean, you're dumb.
You're
not going anywhere in life then.
It is dumb.
It makes no sense to me. In a business setting, even if somebody said, hey, man, we got a deal that we can close, it's going to net the company $100 million, but look, the other company, we heard they're going bankrupt, so you know we want to be careful. No, I don't care,
dude. And that's
I'm taking it.
By the way, that's in almost every walk of life. Most people, Aaron's a good example. Aaron's here right now. Aaron wouldn't be working here if someone else hadn't left. I mean, there's no asterisk. Oh well, Aaron's a producer because Jong left.
Yeah.
No, Aaron's just he produces the show now. I probably wouldn't be here if Matt Dean hadn't left. And there's no, well, AJ's the host of the Blitz, but Matt Dean was there for, at this point, Matt Dean was there for like a year and a half, and I've been here for nine, so I probably win that battle. But still, something has to happen. Everything has a ripple effect. And not, I mean, something has to happen to spark everything.
Yep.
And there's going to be injuries in sports all the time. There's going to be guys. I mean, that's like saying, oh, Draymond fouled out last night. Had the Rockets won that game with Draymond fouled out, would you have felt bad? Their best, you know, one of their best defenders was on the bench, and we came back, but it just didn't feel as great as it would have had Draymond been on the floor. No, you, I mean.
Man, look, I'm not about rooting for injuries.
No.
Okay? I'm not about that because that's classless. But if somebody's going to get hurt and I can benefit from it, it ain't my fault.
And I know people hate hearing it in this town, but if you think that the Andre Iguodala injury last year wasn't just as important as the Chris Paul injury, I'm not saying Chris Paul and Andre Iguodala were equal parts. I'm saying the games that the Rockets won after Andre Iguodala went out were nip and tuck games. And the Warriors won, they won handily. So you're telling me Andre Iguodala wouldn't made a 3-point difference in game five?
Yeah, we'll never know. Just like we'll never know what happens if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt. We
exactly.
just don't know.
We'll never know if Kevin Durant would have scored 50 points in game six. And, okay.
And now
that's part of the game, bro.
But, AJ, the thing that we will know is that Durant's out.
He's out.
That's it. The series is yours for the taking.
Yeah.
You got to win your home game, and you've shown that you can win a game on the road against Oakland or against the Warriors. You can do it. You can do it. We'll know if they can now. That's the only thing you can control now.
I'm curious what the Warriors are going to do, what their starting five is going to look like. How I'm guessing they're going to play Sean Livingston.
I was going to say Looney.
I think it should be Looney.
It should be Looney because now you can naturally put him on Capella, and then you can go small ball if you need to if it doesn't work. But it'll
be Looney at the five, and then Draymond four, Iguodala three. And I think the guy I'm saying, who do you think is the guy who's going to benefit from a minute standpoint? I think McKinney's going to end up having to play more minutes, which I don't think they're in love with the idea of. I think Andrew Bogut might have to see some time because I mean, and it's not to me for the Warriors. It's not the worst thing. I mean, is Andrew Bogut what he was when they won their first title? No, but I mean, you've thrown out those five guys before and won a championship. It's doable. You know that.
I want to see if D'Antoni counters, if Looney starts and Capella gets off to a slow start again. How fast before Austin Rivers comes in? How fast before Iman Shumpert comes in? Is he just going to abandon Capella?
You paid that
Capella
guy so much money that it's almost like you're living and dying with him. And it's the same as Chris Paul. Let's not act like Chris Paul's been one of the five best guys on the floor the last couple games. He hasn't been. So, but are you going to bench Chris Paul? No. I think if we were having this conversation 2 years from now, you might have to do that, and the Rockets literally might have to do that 2 years from now. But right now, I think this is what you got, and especially when the whole narrative of your franchise has been, we could have won a championship last year, but Chris Paul got hurt.
Run it back.
Run it back. Now, dude, you got to run it back with that guy.
You think the Warriors next year, if they end up losing the series, they do run it back?
I hope not. Run it back is the worst.
Run it back is the most bitch thing ever, in my opinion.
I don't like it. Like, I don't like run play, it back. I don't like take
worst,
it back.
No.
I don't like any of that. Just be like,
something new, something more creative.
Yeah.
Run it back to me. It always reminds me of when you start beating a team, when you're playing pickup hoops with your buddies and some other crew rolls up and you just slap them around. They can't beat you and they just keep making excuses. Like,
or you feel like you should have won.
Yeah.
But you just couldn't make a shot.
That was a bad call there. Run it back. Run it back.
Yeah,
and it always reminds me of this one guy that throws a fit. He's like, no, run it back. And he's not, you're like, dude, there's like six necks. We're not running.
You
no, run it back.
Run
he just
back.
Throws a fit.
It wasn't that close. You lost by eight.
It's like, come on.
All right. You have a mom?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah. You have a baby mama?
Yeah, I do.
Pro Flowers, you need to know about this. You probably have heard because you listen to this show. It used to be a very popular show. The real pros on Mother's Day, you got to thank them. You got to thank your mom. You got to thank your baby mama. You got to thank all the moms in your life, maybe even your grandma. And you would not be alive without your mom. That's something important to remember. There's no... this life, let's run it back without my mom, because you can't run it back without your mom. You would not be alive. And you need to treat your mom right. And I believe ProFlower is a great way to go about it. They let you choose from a variety of bouquets and vases that suit every mom's style. All you got to do is hit them up with the delivery date. Boom, it's done. ProFlowers, they carefully package your flowers. They deliver them fresh from the farm. And express delivery means the flowers are going to stay fresh. And right now, Mother's Day's coming up. It's Sunday. You're running out of time, boys. Get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. Double the roses. That would be two dozen. You'll get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone. Enter the code Fred and AJ. Mother's Day's May 12th. Don't wait. Order like a pro. And get this amazing rose deal to make all the moms in your life happy on Mother's Day. That's ProFlowers.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!